But lots of, again, the focus has been on the school system itself, and there has been lots of talk about expanding access to the school system.
Mm.
In 2003, we had the introduction of free primary education, which I think is at that time we are trying it. What's your thoughts on how we have done free education? Is it a good thing that is done badly? Or is it a good thing that is done well? You know? Or is it something that really we shouldn't be considering?
First of all, the idea of free is problematic. What we should have is universal, meaning that the systems are built with taxpayers' money. The teaching is done, I mean, the whole system is facilitated with the taxpayers. And we find also community systems of supporting local schools. But when you talk of free, what it means is that schools set the fees according to market rates, and then the government pays. But that's very misleading, because by scale, the government can bring down costs.
Right.
So calling it free education is already problematic, because they're following the market, and then the government just pays, which is, it shouldn't be. It should be that we have a budget for schools. This is what we are going to spend our money. And because of economies of scale, the costs of schools can actually be brought down. That way the government can afford to provide. But also one of the biggest problems up to today is accountability for use of resources. There's no accountability, schools don't have accountants, they don't get audited. So, you know, you're sending money and you're not sure that the money is getting to the people it's supposed to get to. And there's still also a lot of corruption, schools collecting fees, and then of course feeding the system upwards. So we are wasting a lot of money through inefficiency, but it comes from a place of where politicians are promising free education because they are saying, oh, you're worried about your children not going to school for school fees, I'll pay the school fees. They're not saying, I am going to provide the education. That's not what they are saying. They're saying, I will pay the school fees. So that's why it's a farce, because they are talking about money. They're not talking about education.
Right, so the discourse of free essentially takes the focus away from the education part of it.
And goes to
the
money.
Cost and the money thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that education should be provided by the public system? And is there room and scope for having a private education system?
I think I would put the example of Rwanda, where the government provided education that was so good until the private sector can't compete. I think that's what should happen. We should have a public system that is so good that people are not forced to go to the private system because they are running away from the public system. They can go for other reasons, but not to run away. People should not be running away from public schools, which is exactly what is happening now.
Well, there's been an argument advanced mostly by economists that say that government should not be in the business of education, that it's not equipped to provide quality education. Do you think they're wrong?
Yes, I think they are wrong. I mean, if the government is withdrawing the funding and then the schools fall down, that's when the economists now come and tell us, look, the schools are doing badly, but they're not saying, well, how did they start doing badly? They don't talk about the corruption or the inefficiency of the system. They're only talking about the end result, because their goal is to actually pull government involvement from public education. And let me just say what has happened in this neoliberal era. What has happened is that capitalists have discovered that the biggest money is in the social services. So it's no longer making phones and selling phones or making cameras and selling cameras. They are thinking of, there's more money in health, there's no more money in education. So that is why they are campaigning so hard to defund the sector, so that, because they know there's no parent who will not take their kids to school, then you have captive customers, meaning they have no choice but to come to you as opposed to I can decide whether I want a small phone or a smartphone or a regular phone. I can make those choices, but with schools and hospitals, we have no choice. So that's what they're doing. They are capturing the social services to force people into the private provision of these services. So I don't believe that there's not enough money. There is enough, we have enough resources, and we just need political goodwill, but the politicians have been captured by the corporations. And so that's why they are repeating this lie that the problem is we don't have resources. We actually have more resources than the corporations could ever put together.
So if we do, and if we invest in publicly provided education, quality education, that is, should that be free, at least at the point of entry? Should it be that it is parents do not need to supplement their taxes with actual paying at school?
I think so. I think we have lacked the imagination. And I'm sure if we have the political goodwill, a real leader can call economists and say, this is how we are earning revenue. Can you look at a way in which we can make education in a way that the parents don't have to take money out of pocket? So maybe look at the way we are spending. How are we spending our resources? This just requires goodwill and imagination. And I'm sure we can do it. And we can say we are going to do this first for primary school, make it efficient and good until we are so sure that this thing is working, and then we move to the next level.
So what they're doing now, where FPE still has problems and they're not giving free secondary education, which might export the problems you have.
Exactly. But I think, like I was saying, when you come from the idea of money, not education, then what happens is that you're not even checking whether the schools are costed well. Are you building schools in an efficient way? For example, I know David D has said that we shouldn't pay for boarding schools. I agree, but there are some people who disagree. But I think that's a question that needs to be asked. Should government be paying for beds and breakfast? Can we have a formula, for example, where we say schools where these facilities are not available, we will make exceptions? You know, we need to think about boarding schools. We also need to think about use of land. For example, why should every school in the same area have a hockey pitch, a football pitch, and this and this and this? Why can't they share the resources? Say that all, you know, one will have hockey, the other one will have football, the other one will have, you know, we haven't looked at ways
in which communal spaces.
And even these community centers that I'm saying, like community libraries and community computer labs, why can't the schools also share with the rest of the community instead of us spending money on laptops, for example? If we had a community computer lab, where everybody comes, including kids, we say school children will come from 8 to 4, and then parents can come after that. You know, we are not using resources effectively, and we've not asked those questions because we are using the colonial Eton model, that it must be a private school with a headmaster, teachers living within the compound. You know, we have this colonial model that is expensive, and so we haven't looked for better ways to fund